السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. Again, this is a reflection, a life reflection. In my trip, in my personal time, people came, woman complaining about her husband, a husband complaining about the wife, and the whole talk again about material. Nobody aware about it. For example, a wife come and she said, every time my husband get upset, he insult me and he call me name and he tell me you did this, you did that. But he doesn't count my goodness to him. I said, be patient, take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgive and let it go. And the husband come, complain about his wife. He said, my wife, every time she get upset, she insult me and she calculate any goodness she did to me, especially in material giving. But she doesn't acknowledge any goodness of me. I said, be patient. This is a journey of ikhlas. Do your best and don't look to what she's doing. Remember her goodness and thank Allah and be patient. Because when we do goodness, if we do it for Allah, we do not calculate our goodness to other. We do not said, I did this or I did that. This actually from the people who do minna. And this is the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them. Don't allow your sadaqat and your goodness to be gone in the wind, like just the sand in the wind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning us, when we do good deed, we do not follow it by bad deed. We do not follow it by calculation. We do not follow it accumulating and said, I did this, I did that. If we doing it for Allah, we do not calculate. We keep doing and we try to do good. But if we do it for our nafs, this when the problem occur. By this way, my advice to all of you and myself first, don't calculate. Do your business. Do your best between you and Allah. What the other person do or do not do, acknowledge or do not acknowledge, leave them to Allah. Leave them to Allah. Nothing you can do. Because again, it is according to value. Today again, this is what I said in the first message. Because our heart is dunya, we calculate to each other what I done and what you done. But we never value the person as a person for who he is. And what is the benefit of the companion of such a person? Why? Again, material. By this way, for all of us, what I'm giving you, what you're giving me, this is, can be according to material, according to finance, according to whatever it is from material status. But this is not it. This call it the low. The low giving. Very low. What is the high giving? The companion of what? Knowledge. Supporting of akhirah. Awareness and awakeness. Understanding of who you are and the purpose of life. But let me give you the true reality. Not too many people value that. This why we complain and bickering to each other about material. Because deep down, we have no value of the relationship of akhirah. Because if you value the relationship for akhirah, we will never do what we're doing. This like people always business. How much you pay, how much I pay. How much you give me, how much I give you. And this is the majority today. the majority without their feeling. The relationship is materialistic. And this why, when they get upset, the reality of inside show up. It's not they do not mean it, this is the reality. By this way, my advice to you, check your heart, check your niyyah, check the purpose of life. Check what you're saying, what you mean, is your responsibility. Because the angel will write it. The angel will write it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and make us a true believer, not a fake believer. And make us a real people for akhirah, not a real people for dunya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from the disease of the heart. And make us supporting each other for akhirah more than supporting each other for dunya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ikhlas in the seen and unseen in everything we say and we do. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah give us the to forgive us of the shortcoming and lack of quality. And me first, I do not have a quality. Because if I have a quality, I affect you more. And if we have a quality, we value each other more. And if we value each other, we'll do the utmost to support each other for akhirah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.